This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to get to this teachers union thing here in a second. Got a bunch of emails to get to. Somebody, they're in a red area, and they're still being trampled. Why? Well, lots of times you and me, we can miss a crucial step. Believe me, I'm pointing towards myself here. We'll get to that in a second. I do want to hit up this teachers union thing because I teased it and don't want to leave you hanging. The headline is this: Minneapolis Teachers Union Agreement stipulates that white teachers be laid off first, regardless of seniority. I'm not going to spend a long time on this because, I mean, what's the point? But it is important we understand two different things about the dynamic of what's going on in the country. One, overall, on a 30,000-foot view level, the whole race tension thing, these guys hate that thing. Overall, that's just a plan to have the elites on top have us fighting each other tooth and nail so we don't realize that, oh, I don't know, Bill Gates, the same guy palling around with Epstein who's been pushing vaccines, is now buying up farmland so you can't eat meat anymore. It's them trying to keep us distracted, trying to keep working class people at each other's throats distracted. That's the 30,000-foot view, though. There is a second part of it, and it is something we should talk about, and we always will talk about it. It's very, very clear at this point in time that there is a serious systemic racism problem against white people in this country. Look, and I don't care how angry that makes you. And look, people know this already. How many examples do you feel like hearing from me right now? Remember, I'm not talking about your buddy treats you bad because you're white. That's not systemic white racism. Quit whining. Buck up and get a thicker skin. That's not racism. Oh, he was mean to me because I'm white. Oh, shut up. You sound just as dorky as everyone else. No. I've brought it up before. I'll bring it up again. Here's a great example. One of my buddies owns a little construction company here in the Houston area. He gets 2 percentage points. If you go to do a bid on a contract, let's say it's a $1 million contract, and contractors have to go submit bids, and the lowest bid usually gets the contract. They open them all at once. Lowest bid gets the contract, saves the taxpayer money. Everyone wins. Unless you're white. My buddy, Mexican dude, he gets a 2% bump. He can be 1% higher than the white guy, and he gets it, and the white guy doesn't. That's systemic racism. It is. Go open up a big binder full of college scholarships. See how many you are eligible for if you're a working-class white kid versus if you're a working-class anyone else. That's systemic racism. The Joe Biden administration. You remember all that PPE money? Hey, we're just going to hand out money to businesses because we shut them down, told them they can't work. If you're trying to make payroll, come apply for PPE money. Immediately upon getting elected, the Biden administration put white people to the back of the line for PPE funds. They're obviously going to be sued or are being sued already for it because it is just the most federally racist thing I've seen since the 60s in this country. It's horrifically racist, but let's be honest, that's where we are. So on a 30,000-foot view, the elites, they don't care about white or black. They care about their own money and their own power, and they know if white people are fighting black people, we're fighting Asian people, we're fighting these people. They understand that in the end, that's good for them. We're at each other's throats. But let's not discount the fact this has gotten to a really, really ugly place in the country where you're simply allowed to discriminate against white people all the time. That's not acceptable either. It's not acceptable at all, and it's not something we're ever just going to let go on this show. We're never going to let it go. I'm not going to overlook it because I'm worried about, oh, you're crying about it. I'm never going to overlook it. This is something critical that matters a lot. Are we supposed to be treated equally under the law or not? You can't just go fire Whitey first. That's not how that works. Now, I wanted to address this because this is an important point. Before we get to actually have a little more on the Bill Gates thing and FBI stuff, and we get to emails and stuff like that. This is an email, though. Dear Asymmetrical Burger Boss, I live in a red county in a red state. However, my school district is trying really hard to lean blue. The Board of Education recently decided to upgrade their COVID plan. The upgraded plan is called the Pandemic Response Plan and gives the BOE the ability, that's the Board of Education, the ability to mask everyone for any airborne virus at any time as long as they see fit. This plan goes on to advise parents if they refuse to comply, they could be found guilty of a misdemeanor and fined. No legislator in this state or region will help. I live in a state with a super Republican majority. Thanks for listening to my vent. I need to explain something because it's something we talk about a lot. It's something I'm always going to talk about, and maybe it's something I don't bring up enough, but it is important for me to understand. I always have to remind myself of this and you. There are blood red areas across this country. Maybe one's in your area. Maybe it is your area where the school board is all Democrat, where the city council is all Democrat. And I need you to understand something before we talk about an action item and a plan for this. Please understand, I'm not blaming you. I'm not blaming me. You don't want to live and die for politics. But here's what these people do. And realize this. They are trained this way, oftentimes by their parents, most definitely by their peers. When a Democrat moves to a red area, let's say a Democrat intentionally moves to my blood red area right now, the Democrat will intentionally seek out seats of power that give them a disproportionate amount of influence compared to the population of the area, because the communist never concerns himself with being popular. That's what loser GOP people do. Communists concern themselves with power and only power. The communist has never been popular. Even in the Soviet Union, when they took over, there were 25% of the population. He's not worried about a majority. Not here or anywhere else. They operate the same way here. They move into your blood red area. You move to your blood red area and you're like, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. We have a decent school, no masks on the kids, white picket fence. Everyone's so polite. I love it here. I have gun rights. It's great. They move to your area too. But they move and they say, oh gosh, this place, it needs some serious destroying. Where can I do that? Where can I wreck this daggone place? Ooh, school board. I'm going to get on that school board. I'll wreck their kids. Oh, city government. None of these loser Republicans, they never want position on city government. I'm going to go, I'll go take over the parks. I'll be city manager. And before you know it, your blood red area is doing things that are not red at all. Why? Because majority doesn't matter. That's a lie we've told ourselves forever. Oh, we're the silent majority, guys. Oh, barf. If I hear that one more time, I'm just going to throw myself off a bridge. Majority doesn't mean anything. Percentage means nothing. Power means everything. So when I tell you to move, get out of your area and move, balkanize, better life. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. What's something else I say with it? I try to say it every time. Apparently, I need to be more diligent about that. When you move, you have to move and become an activist. And I know, look, Chris is even scowling. I know that sucks. You don't want to sit on the school board, man. I don't want to sit on the school board. I don't want to knock off from my show tonight. I feel like I'll go home and have a bourbon with the wife. And instead head down to a school board meeting for, we're going to study social studies this year. Oh, kill me. I don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. The communist does, though. And until we are a lot more purposeful about occupying seats of power and becoming activists with those seats of power, we're going to have our red areas infiltrated and taken over, too. I know you're in a blood red state, blood red county, blood red everything. There are a lot, many, many, many such cases listening to the sound of my voice. Only your school board sucks. Why? We've abandoned it. That's why. All right. 877-377-4373. I'll probably take some calls. I have to get to some emails. We have to talk about Bill Gates and his private jets. Remember, when you call 877-377-4373, we don't allow small talk. No, hi, how are you? No, love the show. No, nothing. There'll be quick hang-ups on all that stuff from now on. But you do get one benefit. You earn yourself a fart sound if you're calling in on your Pure Talk phone, because we're done funding the private companies that hate us too. The communist seeks those out too. Verizon, they worm their way into Verizon's board. T-Mobile, AT&T, those companies hate you. Pure Talk loves you. Not only does the average family save over $900 a year, their CEO is a veteran. And they're offering now a month free. You get a month free on top of everything else. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. It'll take you less than 10 minutes. Do it right now during the break. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I have a couple quick updates for you. First of all, I realize we are live here. As we speak, there are primary elections going on in the country. We're going to focus really on Alaska and Wyoming tonight, and I have news about both of them.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Yeah, we have no news about either race right now. No, there are no results in. There are no results in at all. But we will be monitoring this throughout the show, and we are on top of it for you. I do have another piece of dark news. You know, for a long time, I've told you that I have a lot of skills. I make the best cheeseburger on the planet. I am the best menu orderer on the planet. I'm the menu whisperer. There's a reason so many people, just me, call myself the menu whisperer. But there's another skill I talk about a lot, and it's not something I discount. I know I'm blessed by God to be one of the best five nappers on the face of the planet. It doesn't have to be a bed, all right? It doesn't even have to be on a couch. I've napped in places you can't possibly imagine. Oh, Chris, standing up? Oh, please, that's amateur hour. Of course, standing up. I might fall asleep right here on the air, all right? So everyone knows this is one of my, I have a very particular set of skills. Me and that CIA guy from Taken who killed all the kidnappers. We have very particular sets of skills. I couldn't nap before the show. I have no idea what happened. I'm not extra caffeinated today. I've had two cups of coffee in the morning. I was doing fine. Little workout, couple cups of coffee, couple breakfast tacos because I know how to maintain bulk. I don't know what happened. I'm a little shook right now. Okay, I'm very shook. I don't know. Am I like Superman? Did I encounter kryptonite? What, Chris? You take that back right now. Take that back. Chris just said skills degradate with age, and that hurts. You know, that wounds me. It wounds me deeply. I don't know what the deal is, okay? All right, so there's no election news. I may or may not be kicked out of the top five nappers of all time, and I actually do have a bit of news that you probably haven't seen yet. Chris, make sure we get this up on the show's Twitter and Instagram page, at Jesse Kelly Show on Instagram and at Jesse Kelly Show on Twitter. Joe Biden signed into law, I mean, not long ago, he signed into law the Inflation Reduction Act, right? I can't play it for you on the radio because there's no audio component of it. I just want you to picture this. You're looking at Joe Biden sitting down at the desk. Okay, you're looking, he's sitting down at the desk. He has all these people behind him. Joe Manchin, the senator, as far as your eyes go, you will see Joe Manchin on the left. All right, you're going to see this. Don't worry, we'll put it up so you can see it. You will see Joe Manchin on the left. Joe Biden has reading glasses, right? Joe Biden gets done signing the Inflation Reduction Act, looks up, and you never know what's going on inside somebody's head. He looks really bad. He's done. I know you've seen him do that thing before where he's kind of doing the mouth hanging open thing. If you're looking at me on the simulcast, he's doing the that kind of thing where the mouth just kind of hangs open and he looks very lost, totally disoriented. He turns to Joe Manchin, who is on his right, your left, right? He turns to Joe Manchin and hands Joe Manchin his reading glasses. Just, man, that is the leader of the free world. That is the man. I mean, we talk about Trump and the nuclear codes. Joe Biden not only possesses the nuclear codes every day. Do you know what the president's daily brief is? Yes, one, it is the name of a podcast, one of my favorite podcasts of my buddy Brian Dean Wright. He does a less than 20-minute podcast every day called The President's Daily Brief, where he just updates you on the news of the day kind of a thing. I listen to it on the way to work. Gets me ready. But he named it because the president actually does get a daily brief. You probably have seen this in movies and on TV, but it is real. The president of the United States of America, he has the spy chiefs, the intel guys, often the CIA director. They will come in and they will sit down and they will tell the president secrets no one else in the world can know. I mean, we're talking 10 people on the world know. And there are world-changing, life-changing decisions oftentimes to be made by what the president is briefed on in the president's daily brief. The president of the United States of America is not a functional adult. We have basically a cadaver sitting there being briefed on what? Nuclear war? Famine? Drought? Have we been infiltrated by a terrorist organization? What is it? How bad is it? If you can see, I want you to go. Maybe you're not a social media person. If that's not the case, I don't know how to get the video in your hands. Eventually, one day, we'll fix the phone number on our website, and we'll have the ability to get video on there so I can just direct you there. But I can't do that right now. The only way I can show you this video is at Jesse Kelly Show on Twitter, at Jesse Kelly Show on Instagram. Go look at it. That human being, as you watch the president of the United States of America turn and hand the senator from West Virginia his reading glasses, just understand that human being has the ability to end the world, completely alter the world. It's wild. It's absolutely wild. All right. Speaking of phone number, let's hope you didn't call the one on the website. The real number is 877-377-4373, 877-377-4373. That's the real phone number. That's what we're going to go with here. And look, I do want to point something out really quickly. I don't know, and I would tell you if I did know, I don't know who actually runs the country. It's not Joe Biden. It's not. I have heard Ron Klain, the presidential chief of staff, I've heard he has a big say in it. I've heard Susan Rice has a big say in it. You should take heart in knowing Dome has no say in it. She's actually really salty about the fact they never even brief her. I've heard Jill Biden has a big say in it. Of course, I know you've heard all the rumors. Barack Obama still has a big say in it. I don't know who's running the country. And man, if we had any kind of a media, that might be something you can bring up. Every time Joe Biden gets to a press conference and says, they told me I'm not allowed to, maybe the media could ask him, who told you you're not allowed, Joe? I'm going to get in trouble. Who are you going to get in trouble with, Mr. President? You're supposed to be number one. All right. 877-377-4373. We're going to talk a little bit more about the FBI and Bill Gates. And this is stuff we're not going to let go. We're not ever going to let it go. All right? Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get to your calls, you guys are all kinds of fired up tonight. I wanted to talk to somebody. I've been wanting to get him on for a while now because I've been following what he does, and I think it's freaking awesome. We don't celebrate enough good out there. His name is Rodney Smith. He's the founder of raising men and women lawn care. Rodney, I'm not going to bother mucking up what it is you do. I'd rather just leave it to you. Explain what you do.
Yes, so I'm the founder of Raising Men and Women's Lawn Care Service. We're a nonprofit organization, and we mow free lawns for the elderly, disabled, single parents, and veterans. And we have over 4,000 kids nationwide taking part in something we call the 50-yard challenge. And that's just basically kids going out in their community and mowing free lawns for the elderly, disabled, single parents, and veterans. We have a setup like the karate system. So if the kids accept our 50-yard challenge, they make a sign saying, I accept the 50-yard challenge. And in return, we send them a white Raising Men or Raising Women t-shirt along with safety glasses and air protection. Every 10 lawns they mow, they get a different color shirt. So once they mow 10 lawns, they get orange. Once they mow 20, they earn a green shirt, 30 a blue, 40 a red, and 50 lawns earns a black. And once they mow 50, I drive to wherever they are in the United States and present them a brand new mower, weed eater, and blower to complete the 50-yard challenge. And to date, we have over 4,000 kids taking part across the country. And we have at least one kid in each state. And Texas has the largest amount of kids, with almost 400 kids taking part.
How about that? That's stinking cool and good for Texas. All right, Rodney, I have to ask. I love the concept. Yeah. I love the concept of taking care of the elderly and those who can't handle it for themselves. Too often we just toss those people to the side and forget them when we should be treasuring them. Yeah. How in the world did you come up with something like this?
Well, to tell you the truth, it was God. When I went to a boarding school upstate New York for 2 years. It was a small school with kids with learning disabilities. So I had a learning disability. Best 2 years of my life up there. After graduating from there, I went to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to attend IITC Tech. And I was there for about 6 months. And during those 6 months, I had a hard time adjusting. And I just remember one night just praying to God, asking him to use me as a vessel. And he didn't give me an answer that day, not a month later, not even a year later. It would happen a few years later. And at this point in life, I was in my senior year of college in Huntsville, Alabama, getting my bachelor's in computer science. And that's when I came across an elderly man one day outside mowing his lawn. It looked like he was struggling, and I'd done what anyone would do. I pulled over and helped him out. And it felt like that was the moment God was preparing me for, because, you know, it was just something special about that moment. And that night, after finishing mowing that gentleman's lawn, I went on Facebook and I shared my experience. And this was back in 2015. And I told anyone, if they knew anyone elderly, disabled, a single parent, or a veteran that needs a lawnmower, please let me know. And that kind of gave birth to the whole organization. And ever since that moment, I've been mowing free lawns. And eventually turned to organization. And now we got these kids taking part in.
Rodney, I do need to push back on you on one thing. You said that's something anyone would do. That's completely false. That's not something anyone would do. 99% of people would drive right by. But I want to become a country where that's something everyone would do. I want to be that. I have two sons. I want them to be that. How do make that happen?
Just if you see a need, if someone needs help, it doesn't have to be lawnmowing. It could be anything. If you see a need, you know, help that person whatever way you can. You know, this, especially the veterans. You know, veterans, when I get calls from veterans, you know, no matter how big the lawn is, I'm going to mow it. Like right now I have a Gold Star family whose lawn I take care of, and the parents lost two sons, one in Iraq and one in Afghanistan, and they have a 3-acre lawn. Normally, I don't do those types of lawns because it's just too big, and I only have a push mower. But when someone sacrificed their life for this country, you cannot say no whenever they need help. You know, if they need help, you just drop whatever you're doing and you take care of that person. You know, so I believe.
You only have a push mower?
Yeah, I only have a push mower.
Do you want a riding mower, Rodney?
That's been on my mind. Hopefully one day I can get one.
Okay, all right. Rodney, before I put you on hold, please tell families, and if they want to get their kids involved or something like that, would you please let them know how to get them involved?
Yeah, so if anyone wants to get involved and sign the kids up for the 50-yard challenge, they can go to our website at weareraisingmen.com and click on the 50-yard challenge tab, and they can sign the kids up and take part in the 50-yard challenge.
Okay. All right. Rodney, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to let you go, but I'm not going to hang up. I'm going to put you on hold. You're about to get a riding lawnmower. My goodness. Chris, put him on hold, please. We're going to get Rodney a riding lawnmower. My goodness. Man's out there push mowing 3 freaking acre lawns. All right. That's awesome. When you want to get your kids involved, get your kids involved. We will, we'll get that handled. That's freaking ridiculous. All right. Now, Remember, I'm going to get to an email roundup here. Someone wants to talk about the FBI. Someone wants to talk about Bill Gates' private collection. I do want to bring this up, though, before I get to these calls and everything else. I played the clip earlier for you about Jim Jordan talking about the FBI.
14 FBI agents have come to our office as whistleblowers, and they are good people. There are lots of good people in the FBI. It's the top that's the problem. But some of these good agents are coming to us telling us this is baloney what's going on, the political nature now of the Justice Department.
14. I want to say this right off the bat. The 14 FBI agents, because of what they're about to go through, if they're discovered, and they probably will be discovered, are genuine heroes. That's what we need. We need people from within these institutions to blow the whistle on how evil these institutions are. However, FBI, in my mind, and in the mind of what appears to be most of my audience, if you want to justify your continued existence, 14 is not near good enough. 14 needs to turn into 1,400 really, really quickly, because the trust in this institution isn't going. It isn't waning. It's gone. 14, I applaud you. You're the real heroes. Boy, do those 14 need a lot of people with them. All right. All that said, churn and burn, no small talk. Do not ask me how I am or tell me you love the show. I'm not going to thank you for the call. That's brutal. Chris in St. Louis. Go, boss.
So glad to hear what I just heard, that somebody has come forward. 14, that's great. We need 1,400, like you said. That right there just made me feel a lot better.
Yes, sir. Me too. That's what we can do. Andrew, Gary, Indiana, go.
I'd like to make 2 points and ask you a question. When we left Iraq, ISIS got military equipment from the government of Iraq. They went and fought Assad in Syria. Plus, those same soldiers, those ISIS guys, when they were in Syria, they were referred to as moderates, which we provided them weapons to. Afghanistan with the withdrawal, we just left them a bunch of military equipment. Do you think that that military equipment could be used to fight Iran, or possibly we backed the Taliban in the 70s to fight?
We handed the weapons to Iran. It's not a bad question at all. And this is one of those things that really, really flew under the radar, because we're just now leaving the 1 year anniversary of Afghanistan. So I need to make sure people understand. We left Afghanistan in a hurry, as you already know. We left behind Javelin missiles, NVGs, comms. We left more vehicles than I can possibly count. Armored vehicles. We left them billions in equipment. But something else happened when we pulled out of Afghanistan. When we packed up everybody and pulled out of Afghanistan, two very, very significant things happened, and nobody's talking about it. I will tell you what they are. Sorry, I didn't mean to actually do that. Sorry, I ran up against the break. I'm going to tell you what those things were, and I'll get back to those calls here in just a second. While you're waiting, do me a favor. Make some improvements for yourself and your family. That's what helps me. It eases my mind. Go get a 3 month food supply from My Patriot Supply. That's all I'm asking. Make sure you have a way to get clean water. Make sure you have a way to get ammunition. Make sure you practice with your weapon. And make sure you have emergency food. And when I say emergency food, I'm talking 2,000 calories a day. A 3 month supply can get you where you need to go, or wait until systems get back up and running again. And I need to say something I probably shouldn't say, but I say it often. I hope to God you never have to use it. I pray you never have to use it. Virtually everything else we talk about on the show, I love when you tell me you're using it. Man, I never want to get an email. Jesse, thanks for the My Patriot Supply. We're surviving on it. But man, that day might come. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com right now, and that'll get you $250 off. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Go now.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
Into the future.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's not look a gift horse in the mouth. In the mouth. I wonder why I can't talk tonight. let's not poo-poo 14 agents coming forward to Jim Jordan as whistleblowers for the FBI. I continue to hear this. I hope this becomes a thing. Just know that's not near good enough. That's not near good enough. And I need to clarify something right now, because there seems to be a media effort out there to say the temperature needs to get turned down, and we're worried about all these threats against the FBI. And look, I'm worried about threats against the FBI too. I don't want anyone getting hurt, not in the FBI, not in the civilian world, nowhere. But please understand something, media. You don't get to run cover now for an out-of-control federal law enforcement arm by saying these threats, the threats against them, the temperature needs to get turned down. I agree. The temperature needs to get turned down. We do not agree on how that happens. You are not going to turn down the temperature by telling really angry people who are outraged at the federal law enforcement arm being part of the Democratic Party to shut up and be quiet and calm down. You ever tried that with a redhead? When she's mad, just tell her to calm down. How'd that work out for you? FBI, media, if you want the temperature to get turned down, and I think we all do, right? That's the goal right now. Start firing people publicly. Take your misdeeds, your many, 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 many misdeeds. Open up the books and tell the American public about all the illegal things you have done to this population. Look, this, don't call it extreme. You want it to calm down. That would calm me down. Wouldn't it calm you down? If the FBI director stepped up, Christopher Wray, not that we're holding our breath for this, if he stepped up to the microphone today and said, hey, I know there have been a bunch of threats against the FBI. I'm worried about all this. And I've got to be honest, America, that's on us. It's not on you. It's on us. I'm standing before you right now as the FBI director, and I apologize for everything that my organization has done. We have misled the American people. We've entrapped them. We've imprisoned them. We've ruined their lives. We've gone after the opponents of the Democratic Party. And not only are we stopping that today, we are going to have public inquiries so you know every bad thing we've ever done. We are going to fire the agents responsible. In many cases, we will imprison the agents responsible. We, the FBI, we will earn your trust back. That would turn down the temperature immediately. Overnight. Overnight. How I'd be on the show that night saying, man, wasn't that great, guys? And you'd be calling in saying, yeah, Jesse, that was the best. Somehow, though, I don't feel like that's their plan to turn down the temperature. I think their plan is to scold, lecture, attack, 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 attack. And that's going to do the exact opposite of turning down the temperature. And now that we're on the subject, call me a conspiracy theorist all you want. I don't think they want the temperature turned down, and I'm not entirely sure they don't want something horrible to happen so they can justify attacking you and me some more. That's what I think. All right, before I get to these calls, I'm going to get to them now. Eden Pure Thunderstorm. You know why people who live in the mountains, the Rockies and whatnot, you know why they tend to live longer? In my personal opinion, the air. I live in the Houston area. We are in many places below sea level. It's a big swampy bowl down here. Life expectancy isn't what it is here like it is in Denver. Why? The air sucks here. The air sucks. Eden Pure Thunderstorm will give you clean air in your home all the time. It's called a thunderstorm because it's always cleaning out the air in your home. Viruses, mold. I don't even have allergies anymore because of this thing. They have a three-pack for sale for my listeners. You have to go to EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3, that's Jesse and the number 3. That gets you a three-pack for $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. All right, let's turn and burn. Johnny in Jersey, go.
Jesse, I'm going to be the edger man. You're the driving lawn cleanup guy. I'm going to be the edger guy for Rodney, and I'll do one edger per black belt per month. So each time he gets a new black belt cutting them lawns, that person will get an edger on me.
I love this freaking audience, man. I swear. I swear that, honestly, the most giving freaking people, which is weird because I'm such an animal and a barbarian. Chris in Spokane, go.
Just curious how all the people under vaccine mandates are going to get with their lawsuits and everything now that the CDC has changed its guidance for lepers and vax alike. I've been on a medical accommodation since last year, and some ex-coworkers of mine are involved in a big lawsuit in my state. I'm very curious how it's going to turn out, and it's also very suspicious to me that that information comes out at the same time as this raid on Trump.
Very, very interesting, actually. And I'm not an expert on the law or how these things work. I do, however, know, I believe they were nurses. I'll have to look this up. It was something I just saw briefly yesterday. Just one, a group of nurses, I believe, medical workers in some state, just won a big lawsuit because of the unbelievably horrid vax mandate that cost them their jobs. I also want to encourage you, I don't want to spend your money for you, so make sure you consult an attorney and see if it's doable. Attorney will tell you if it's doable. I do want to encourage you to sue your former employer out of business if they passed the vaccine mandate and fired you for it. Please make these communist lickspittles pay for what they've done. Brody in Atlanta, go.
Hey, Jesse. I work for a mid-sized landscape company here in Atlanta. We'd be willing to help Rodney out, too. You asked last night about domestic extremists and what makes an extremist. I would argue that anybody that would give up their life for a principle or conviction is an extremist. So any
That could be. Man, it sure would be nice to get out of this without anyone giving up their life. Rob in Tampa, go.
Yes, I'd like to talk about something you talked about last night along the woke guidelines. I had to take training the other day, about 40 minutes of online training that said that ISO 9001 now, which was a standard that we gave to the whole world about how stuff should be manufactured, the grade of the metal and stuff. Now they're turning ISO 9001, and to be a 9001 certified company, the company has to say that its managers and all its upper management, lower level management will practice social justice, environmental justice, social business credit score, diversity, and world standards. Stewardship to the world. So that's how they're getting the corporations to kind of holding a hammer over their head that if they want to be a 9001 certified company, then they're going to have to put this in there. Now, that wasn't in there originally back 25, 30 years ago when that come out.
I need to explain something because I've explained it before, and dang it, I'm going to run out of time at the end of there. I'm going to get as much of this in as I possibly can. I've talked about this before. I've talked about this with friends privately. I've talked about this with friends on the air before. I need to stress this without end. Alone, we are finished. Unless the red states band together and form a parallel economy, including licensing and things like that, we cannot win. If red states band together, we can win. It is critical. I am sorely up against the back of the hour, so I'm going to explain what I mean by this in just a second, and then I'll take more of these. 877-377-4373.
This is an iHeart podcast.